olo e whaafafonga i le SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala i le sbs.com.au/samoan.
Corinne Fisher, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, you said that without urgent and adequate assistance, the impacts of this pandemic on the Pacific could be devastating. Why do you think that?
Well, in fact, the pandemic and its economic impacts on the region is already devastating because it has drastically reduced the income that small Pacific nations get from tourism and from activities, for instance, such as mining, which are quickly winding down in countries like Papua New Guinea. So there's already a very significant economic impact associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Thankfully, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Pacific region outside of Australia and New Zealand remains fairly contained at the moment, with 120 cases confirmed. However, if this situation changes and there is an extensive outbreak of the disease, then the health impacts would be absolutely devastating. And there's a number of reasons for that. These small Pacific nations simply do not have the extensive health system that a country like Australia has access to. So the ratio of doctors and nurses to patients is vastly different in the small Pacific nations. They also don't have access to testing kits in many cases. And they're also dealing with a situation that where there's often quite significant poverty and not necessarily easy access to clean water and soap to enable standard sanitation practices that we take for granted here in Australia to occur. There's also a high density of populations in some areas, and cultural practices such as extended families that make the situation much more vulnerable in terms of an outbreak of the disease.
You said that, you mentioned that these are countries with very weak or vulnerable healthcare systems. Mm-hmm. We saw in the measles outbreak in Samoa as recently as last year how some of these outbreaks can get out of control very quickly. What they've learned from the measles outbreak in Samoa is the importance of social distancing. So they've actually gone into breaking up some of those cultural practices. For example, banning church services on Sundays.
Yes. And that's very important. I like to call it physical distancing rather than social distancing. Physical distancing, as we know, is incredibly important to controlling an outbreak of this disease. But it's hard to change people's ways of living, and we're seeing that right now in Australia. Where people, the government is having to be very strict about, what people can and can't do. And so it takes time to change people's ways of lives and practices. And if there is an outbreak of the disease, that time may not be available.
But this is something else. This is, as the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said many times, it is uncharted territory. We don't know what this is. All we know is how to try and flatten the curve.
That's right. That's exactly right. But we also know the importance of supporting each other and pulling together in hard times of crisis. And I think that means for Australia, yes, looking after vulnerable Australians, absolutely. It means Australian communities helping each other within the community. But it also means Australia assisting and helping its direct neighbours to cope with this crisis. And the Australian Prime Minister likes to refer to, to us, to Australia being part of the great Pacific family. And I think families help themselves, help each other in times of crisis. And I guess that's what we as the Pacific Calling Partnership at the Edmund Rice Centre in Sydney are calling for. Is for an urgent ramping up of Australia's assistance.
Yeah, but to give the Prime Minister his due, in the meeting of G20 leaders, he did make a special mention of how Australia will take responsibility and will look at supporting the whole Pacific family.
Mm. And we're very heartened by his words, and I think that was very important and significant recognition of the special relationship that Australia has with the Pacific. But what we would like to know at the moment is, what is going to be the timing and the extent of this assistance. And we still have no idea how Australia is planning to help. I mean, we know there's already been help and support sent, but clearly that is not sufficient. So those words of commitment are very important, but we need to know actually the detail of that commitment and its extent.
Corinne, itemize for me. Mm-hmm. How should Australia help countries in the Pacific region resist and or manage an outbreak of COVID-19? You mentioned more testing kits. What else?
I think if we're looking at the health impacts, I mean, there's also the economic impacts long term. But if we focus on the health impacts, we're talking about testing kits, technical assistance to actually use those kits, effectively. We're talking about masks. We're talking about sanitizer. We're talking about gloves and personal protective equipment that health staff need to actually wear when they're treating suspected and confirmed cases. And if there is an outbreak, we're also potentially talking about sending medical staff to actually assist with the outbreak. So there's a range of measures that Australia could invest in right now to prepare those small nations for the eventuality of an outbreak.
Corinne Fisher, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Like, share, mafa'ali sa finangalo, muli-muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.